October 13, Chadwick Boseman and Sterling K. Brown in Marshall, based on a true story.
I'm Thurgood Marshall. I only represent people accused because of race.
Before he became the first African-American Supreme Court justice.
Did you do what they said you did?
He attacked me!
I never touched that woman.
Thurgood Marshall was a man on a mission.
The only way to get through a bigot's door is to break it down.
Critics rave Marshall is outstanding. 4 stars. One of the best movies of the year. Marshall, rated PG-13. In theaters October 13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, two of us have seen My Little Pony the movie, two of us haven't. Find out who's who next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Of course, this is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we...
prognosticate.
Woo! Someone turn your volume down.
Yes. About the weekend that lie ahead. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
Hey there, my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. Hi, guys. I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV. I'm sorry.
Got the giggles today.
I do. Woo. Something happened right before the show.
What was it?
Well, I suggested to Neil that we wrap the prognosticate part. And he was like,
yes.
No.
She was like, we should wrap the prognosticate. And I'm like, no, we should not.
And then I was like, okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm okay, guys. It's fine.
She's doing
I'll
great.
Get over it.
My name is Neil Plumley. You can follow me at places where people can be followed at the Neil Plumley. That's TheNeilPlumley.
Look at that. And if you put an at, no, all right, I won't get into that. You can actually email and things if you want to as well. But you know what? I will tell you, Amy has never felt more relaxed now because she actually has real people that she's excited to talk to.
Pretty much.
Last week she had to endure just only speaking to me, and she couldn't stand it. It was driving her crazy.
Well, we also have a live chat, too, so there's other people out there we
I know,
talk
but it was
to.
Like she had to just deal with me. It was terrible.
It's fine. I do it all the time.
It was tiring, though,
I'm
for
used
a moment.
To it by now.
yes, as Carrie has mentioned, folks, there are many ways to get in touch with us. You can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and if you're there, I mean, there's many places to put
some
thumbs
on it. Oh,
you guys can reach further.
Thumbs.
And yes, the chat is up and running, so feel free to hop in there and share any thoughts that you have about the box office that was.
Ooh, a lot of chat.
Any movie talk in general, we'd love to hear it. In the meantime,
yes,
we'll start breaking down the weekend that was there at the box office. I'll have to break down our top five. Number one, Blade Runner 2049 from Warner Brothers, underperformed with $31.5 million.
They were looking for 50 plus with, quote, long legs to go into October with. And that doesn't look good.
It's got really good reviews, but it's just...
No one went out.
But all right, who here went out for it?
I did.
I saw it.
Yes.
And I watched the first one the night before.
And what did you think, Carrie?
Underwhelmed? I feel bad to say that. No, I rewatched the first one, and I was listening to a review, and no, you don't necessarily need it to see 2049, but it does help for sure. There's also 3 in-between films you can watch all online for free that kind of bridge the gap in between. There's a big thing called The Blackout, which they have a whole animated short online about that. And then there's 2 additional shorts that one introduces a character that's in 2049, and then the other one is just a little bit more information. But they're really short, so those I felt that helped to watch like in that arc. And I mean, it's a cool movie. It is long. It's 2 hours and 44 minutes, and you feel the length of the movie. The first one is under 2, so it's under 2 hours. But it's not 44 minutes over 2 hours.
I feel that long, though. Surprisingly, I did not feel that. And it's beautifully shot. Roger Deakins, man.
Oh, yeah. No, it's gorgeous. Ooh. It's just one of those... maybe I don't love Ryan Gosling? No, right? She's making a face. So I just didn't, I wasn't super invested in it. And Harrison Ford character is not till, a bit later. It's not really a spoiler. It's just so you know he's not in it, the whole time or anything.
Do you like Harrison Ford?
Yes. And then the original, because he's the main guy, so he's in it longer. I just felt Ryan Gosling's character, you're not, Okay. You're not invested, so.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't say I dislike the movie, because now I sound like I'm totally, like, ragging on it. But it was cool, but I didn't walk away like, that was awesome. I just was like, okay.
I would agree. I wanted to be blown away. I enjoyed it, but I was like, okay.
Yeah.
At the end, I don't know. Yeah. I guess I don't know exactly how I wanted to feel, but I thought I'd feel more than what I felt.
Yeah, I wanted to, and I just felt like unsatisfied, kind of like, okay.
A little bit. As much as it was great to have Harrison Ford back for this,
yeah.
I also felt like, I don't know. I just was not as blown away by
him. Okay.
Not saying that his performance wise and stuff, but I was like, oh, that's it. That's all we're getting. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Zaya says, I heard a lot of people wanted Batista's character to have more screen time. Yeah, that's not long, but no, it worked for what it is. And go watch the short, because he's in the short. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of just like the visual look of it, as we talked about the cinematography, but just the aesthetic and stuff, it just is a very, it falls right in with the first film. It just could step right there with it.
And only because we love talking about controversy already on Twitter and people are talking about it. So I went in having this in my brain. A lot of people are not liking that all the female characters are more just objects because there's probably only like one or two human females the whole movie, but there's not a lot of humans or people in general that we interact with. So you're kind of like, but yes, most of the female characters involved are are an object in a way, but I wasn't bothered by it, but I kind of was like, I see what they mean. That was a complaint on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see it. The first one is one of my favorite movies of all time. It actually spurred my attraction to the field of cinematography, because I still think it's the most beautifully shot film ever made. Just like one of the opening shots of the first one, when you have those little flame sacks that come up in the beginning, and that one bit of fire just sort of curls around that hyper close up of the antagonist's eye.
Mm-hmm.
I just like lost my shit when I saw that when I was a kid. I was like, how did they do that? And it just all these thoughts and ideas like came into my head, and just watching the whole movie, I was like, this movie's insane. It's like the Citizen Kane of sci-fi movies. Not as in like it's the best one ever, but it's like it's the most well shot sci-fi movie I think I've ever seen in my life.
One of the first ones that set a lot of groundbreaking things.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it holds up incredibly well.
Oh yeah, no, it's still good for sure. It does, but I'm pretty sure I watched not like a Blu-ray edition because I saw some other like trailer of it I think on YouTube or somewhere, and like I didn't watch the Blu-ray version. It's still good though. It's still good, and I watched director's cut. But it's just one of those like, oh, they cleaned it up a lot.
Yeah, they super did. But that being said,
I kind of like it looking old and gritty.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see this one. I just didn't get a chance to get out this weekend to see it.
I'm excited to hear your opinion on it.
I really want to see it.
Did you guys see the Ryan Gosling Harrison Ford interview?
Yes. I want to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
That was great. Over in the UK.
Yeah.
Yes, the morning show.
Alison Hammond from, the UK. The show is called This Morning. If you Google it, you go on Twitter, Instagram, wherever. She is amazing. I follow her on Twitter because I'm like, girl, you're amazing. I want to learn from you. But definitely worth watching that interview. Yeah.
It's great. It's 3 hours.
Yeah. Longer than the movie.
Yes.
Excellent. Most excellent.
But I feel like this kind of goes like what we've noticed this year, just in terms of properties kind of revisiting, going back to another franchise and kind of doing a follow-up on it. It really hasn't been that successful. And this is just kind of like the latest one and one that just really hasn't, box office-wise, performed. I think critically, well-received, but again, the box office is going to be what the final say.
But you know what, though? The original Blade Runner didn't do well in box office when it first came out. It was much later in a cult classic kind of film. So maybe this will catch on a little later, too.
Yeah, maybe. But I also feel like, you know, we're less forgiving now.
Well, yeah, and that's not really the studio's goal with this one.
They want
to
make money.
They're trying to make a lot of
money. They're like, wait, no, later? No.
I mean, that's the whole reason why they're revisiting properties. Yeah. It's because they're known and they have an install base.
Yes.
So would you guys recommend this movie for other people to see?
Neither of us immediately said something.
Already, that's a little shaky.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of the first film, of course you'd want to go see this.
Okay.
I don't know if someone who's never seen the first would be as excited, because it is a very slow pace. It's not like a high-action sci-fi thriller.
Okay.
Which is what you might think it would be. Mm-hmm. But it's a more film noir sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a slow detective and... And especially this one, there's long takes where the camera's there and you're like, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there. But that was on purpose, you know.
Yeah, I would say that if you're like a student of film, you should go watch it. If you're a patient person and you just love looking at beautiful shots, you should go watch it.
Yeah.
If you want action, you should definitely not watch it.
Also, they have like little text things that say like when and where they are in like the top corners or bottom. That font was really hard to read. So as soon as you see it, you need to like try to read it because it will let you know where they are. But it's just like one is in black and one's like in red. It's just the tiniest little font. So you're like, wait, what?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know why they did that.
And then there's a few moments where quite a few people mumbled that I had to like lean over and be like, wait, what'd they say? And I don't know. So I'm like, oh, where are my subtitles?
I will say the big climactic confrontation that happens, I couldn't understand exactly where geographically that was happening.
Right.
I was like, okay, where are they? I'm not exactly sure. It was interesting. It was just...
Well, it's technically set in California, by the way. In Los Angeles for the first one, and the second one is technically, it just says California.
It's so it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are California.
Anyway. And it's... okay. No. Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
So, a rave. I put this on the posters for, Gary and Frank to say, coming
in. Well, the few times we totally were on the same.
Hey.
I
wanted a little more.
Coming in number two, The Mountain Between Us from Fox, $10.1 million there. Idris Elba, Kate Winslet, Amy Cassandra was all raving and excited about it. And of course, she raced out to see it this weekend because you were so excited.
I was very excited. Still no movie pass for me.
No.
So.
Oh, I got mine. Oh, in your face.
I didn't have mine, and I showed my ticket stub for Blade Runner. People flipped out how cheap my ticket was.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Sundays and Tuesdays.
Guys, like, here's the thing.
So wait, no, you didn't see it?
I didn't see it. I've gotten in touch with Movie Pass on the chat thing.
Yeah.
But they never answered back.
Because they told you it's coming real soon, right?
Yeah, they sent me a freaking email September 22nd saying it's on its way.
No, it's not real until you get that. You're going to get it within the next week email.
That's what I just said. What? They said it's on its way. It should be there in 5 business days. It has been way more than 5 business days.
Oh, yeah, you should follow up. Because that's what I got and it came.
I just did. I have to say you really got in touch with them if they never responded back. You just kind of just shouted at them.
Yeah.
I did shout, guys. Hey, it was all through text. Text. What is this?
Text.
Yes.
There. All caps?
Yeah. All
it's no.
Text.
Then they need to know how serious you are. Cap it up.
Oh,
cap it up.
No. And emojis?
So
and you're like angry emoji? You're like a disappointed emoji?
Yeah, that's the same as angry. But yeah, I mean that's one of the many movies I would like to have seen this weekend.
Okay.
But I only saw one.
Oh, all right. I feel like you're going to have to take a vacation from everything as soon as that movie pass comes in because you've got so many movies to watch.
Guys, I'm going to be gone for like a week.
I know. That's both. We'll go see it together. No, I was going to say real quick on the Mountain Between Us campaign, I really appreciated that their like Twitter thing was like, spoiler, the dog lives. I don't know if you saw that. All over Twitter, they're like, blah, blah, spoiler, the dog lives. And I'm like, actually, that's something I'd be worried about. I'm stressing out. I'm like, wait, does the dog die? I do not want to watch a movie where the dog dies.
I think that's an acceptable spoiler.
Yeah.
I think it's something that, like, people aren't going to be, like, super upset that someone ruined the life of, like, an animal. Or, like ruined the, like, whether the animal in the movie's going to live or die or not.
What about I Am Legend? What if they spoil it?
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good counterpoint.
R.I.P. Sam.
R.I.P. Sam. R.I.P.
There's this website, I think, that, or at least I dreamt it. No, it's real. That I'm pretty sure you just searched and did the dog die in this movie. It's real.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I have no idea.
Guys, I've been having very vivid dreams.
Oh,
so
Ken
honestly.
Jack has been using MoviePass. I've now seen 21 movies with MoviePass. Love it. Wow. I like that. Wow.
Good for you. Nice 21 movies.
Way to go, Ken Jack.
Like that sentence where it's like, I've seen 21 movies in 21 days. I hate it.
Like, I want a full refund.
This is terrible. What is happening? Coming in number three, again, holding strong in the top five, is It from Warner Brothers. Now officially the highest grossing horror film of all time there.
Fantastic.
$9.65 million.
Woo!
Man, This thing won't stop. Can't stop.
I think it's also number 5 in the highest grossing domestic for this year so far. I think it made it. Awesome. I think it made it into number 5.
Man, these guys are laughing all the way to the bank.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got someone in the chat. The
did
Nikki
the dog
M.
die dot com.
Did the dog? Yeah. So it's real, guys. You're welcome.
There are Thanks. Some of us Thank who are you, very traumatized watching a movie. I'm like, no. I saw know. The trailer for, like...
Marley and Me?
No. What was the other one?
Old Yeller.
No, the new one. What? The newer one with the dog where he comes back.
A
and he's,
dog. I mean, a dog's
a
life.
Purpose.
A dog's yes. purpose.
No, I watched that trailer. I was bawling. I'm like,
oh,
no.
Me too.
I can't watch it. I'm like, yeah.
Me too.
Can't.
Or doesthedogdie.com.
Did you go about to do that for a dog's purpose?
No, but now I know.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'll tell you how many times that dog's reincarnated. But dog lives and it also dies. It lives and it dies.
No?
It
well, it's like
it dies a few
nine
times.
Lives. Have you guys seen the movies with cats?
Nope. Richie.
Yeah, we don't bring
Throw
that up.
Back.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
One of the four hosts of the show, movie. Richie Sky, had to go see that film in theaters since he lost the box office bet on that.
Correction. Also, it's doesthedogdie.com. You're yeah. welcome.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that because I pronounced it as does the dodgy. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And Austin in the chat says, don't see dog's purpose.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
It's a warning to you.
Thanks,
Carrie.
Austin.
No, it's too stressful.
Yeah. Coming in number 4.
This is not stressful at all.
My Little Pony, the movie. From Lionsgate, $8.8 million.
Woo. No way.
It was also the subject of our box office bet.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yes. Look at that. Wow. Neil Plumley, with a strong $7 million bet, now takes
Woo.
The crown from Amy.
Now, what did you guys say?
I said 16.
Oh.
Woo.
Yeah, I said 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was rough. So I went and saw Blade Runner, and then I went and saw My Little Pony.
And then you watched My Little Pony.
Yes.
I think you should have reversed that.
Now, Amy Cassandra also saw My Little Pony.
Yes, I did.
How'd it go?
Have you watched any of the show or previous films?
I saw the pilot of My Little Pony. It's a two-parter, but I only saw one.
Yes.
The first part. I didn't get to the second one. I was able to watch it because T-Mobile, thank you so much. I'm not sponsored, but T-Mobile, thank you. T-Mobile Tuesdays, I only paid $2 to see My Little Pony. So,
wow.
And I was itching to watch a movie, guys. It was so bad. So, I first want to ask you, Frank, what did you think of it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell me before.
There you go. I've never seen a My Little Pony thing ever. I'm not a brony, nothing like that. I tell you, I was struggling that first, 15 minutes. It's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go. I have to go. This is terrible. What am I doing? What am I? Please let me out of this. What have I done?
Oh.
And so I I saw it at AMC. So I kind of you have the lower balcony and then the upper rise. It's not a huge. It's not a 3-level one, but it's more 2-level. So I came down in the back row of the first level, and then behind me everything else was pretty much packed on the second level. And man, it was just these kids just applauding and laughing. I got an ovation at the end of the movie. I'm like, what is happening?
Wow.
But I was like, I gotta go. I should just leave.
Okay, what day and time did you see it?
I saw it Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Well, kids, families, for sure.
Well, I don't know if it would have been weird to be there at 9 o'clock at night. Yeah, all right. So I'm a little bummed to get out. But the songs, I felt like, all right, the songs, unmemorable. They were terrible songs.
Except for that one, the one with the horn thing that she sang. I was like, I'm feeling this. But okay,
wait, which one? Is that the one with the mermaids?
Open up your eyes.
She's a white one with purple
beautiful.
Hair?
Beautiful.
No, that's
Rarity.
Rarity. No, it wasn't Rarity. It was Tempest.
I
can't remember their names.
Yeah. Or what about Be Awesome? Dun, 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 dun. Be Awesome. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, unmemorable? Really? You
terrible.
Remember it? What are you talking about?
Oh, so bad. But all these other kids, because basically something bad happened. Why am I being so vague about what happens with My Little Pony?
No, you shouldn't spoil it.
You shouldn't spoil it. But something bad happens in the Pony Land, wherever they all live.
It's Equestria.
Equestria. Thank you. And they all have to, 5 of them, I think, survive.
Yeah,
this
can you
attack.
Name them?
There's Twilight. She's a princess.
Twilight what?
Princess Twilight. She's a princess of friendship.
No, but Twilight what?
Twilight Sparkle? There you go. Then there's Streaky. Is that the one that's really fast? The comet one? The blue?
Nope.
Okay, then there's what, Cupcake?
You have Sonic.
No, that's the pink one that, like, throws cupcakes a lot.
Pinkie Pie?
Really absurd, by the way.
Yeah.
Pinkie Pie's actually
it's Rainbow Dash.
It's
Rainbow Dash, by the way.
Oh, Rainbow Dash? Great. Yeah. And then there's, like, the Apple Cider Horse.
Applejack. She has a southern accent.
Apple Cider Horse. There's that one.
I've cosplayed Applejack.
Oh.
No way! That's so cool.
Then there's one that likes to bedazzle everything.
Rarity.
Okay. And then there's
Spike's in the movie, right? He's not a pony, but
no.
Oh yeah, he's
Spike's
a dragon.
Not in the movie.
I don't remember.
He's a dragon,
Spike.
Right?
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah.
Hey, fun fact: these pony names can actually double as stripper names.
Hey!
Rainbow Dash.
I like the classic My Little Ponies, just saying. I tried watching the new one, too, and I couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, there was
a... But there is a huge following, and I will respect that there's a big following. And there's actually a really good documentary on Netflix called Bronies, and it follows one of the voice actresses and just, like, her going to conventions and, like, just talking to people who are, you know, fans of the show. It's actually super interesting. It's not, like, stupid or boring or just, like, oh, these people are super weird. It's just, like, here are these people. This is kind of a thing they like about the show. And just, it's a very good documentary without being, like, heavy-handed of an opinion. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because there are people that I follow and that I listen to that are fans of that. I was like, oh, and we have similar kind of taste and sensibility. So I was like, all right, this could be weird and interesting. I could get into it. And I just couldn't get into it. Like the cat pirate guy that they
oh my god,
he's a dud, and his song is like, what that was awful. That was terrible.
So apparently Tempest Shadow is a cool character, so
I don't remember.
Arc later.
Yeah,
all right.
She's a unicorn basically that's missing her horn, and she,
is Mickey a brony?
That's Tempest.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that Shadow was her last name.
We have one last one.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, guys, don't go
anyway.
See it.
Anyway. See it.
Don't go see it. No.
One last one to round out the top five, because people are like, hey, what are the top five?
You don't want to talk more about My Little Pony, guys? I mean,
guys.
We break down the top five and then talk about each movie, because otherwise it's just like, here's the numbers. You all can go look that up. That'd be boring.
You watch because of us.
There you go. Hopefully. Really?
Yeah. And our opinions and what we watch on the movies and movies in general.
Yeah. All right. Coming at number five, Kingsman: The Golden Circle. There, $8.1 million.
Hanging on.
Look at that, hanging on. All right, so of course we got.
I saw other movies that aren't in the top five though.
Oh, because Carrie wanted to get the films that she can talk about now.
No, I was just before you go to international numbers.
No, please, Carrie, you go ahead. What films have you seen?
I saw Beyond the Trek or Telios, available at Walmart or on VOD. I interviewed the voice actress of that, Sunny Mabry. And then also I saw Tokyo Ghoul with Funimation, did an event with that. It's really good. This is one of the very few anime live action movies that are good. Don't worry, it's actually good. So many people are like, oh gosh. But no, it's really cool. If you like horror, it's perfect time for a Halloween kind of movie. You do not need to see the show or read the manga. Doesn't really matter, they fill you in. And then if you have read it or watched it, the film is not exactly the same, so it's kind of a nice addition. So it's not like, oh my gosh, I totally just saw it. You know, they've changed things up. The basic arc is the same, but maybe how things happen is a little different. And casting, super spot on. There are certain characters that popped up, and people are like, yay! So anyway, I just wanted to plug that one, because Tokyo Ghoul was really good.
Yeah, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, My Little Pony is the subject of the box office bet. We've got two films in contention for this week's box office bet, so feel free to start chiming away in the chat about which film you'd like us to do our bet on. And we have two films, as I mentioned. We've got The Foreigner, an action thriller, which I'm actually kind of jazzed about seeing.
Me too.
Jackie Chan, Pierce Brosnan, and 2,300 plus screens. And then we've got Happy Death Day, the new Blumhouse film from Universal, in 3,000 screens.
I honestly want to see both of these movies.
Yeah, these both sound like a treat. Yeah. I would love to see these.
Like a treat.
But like a treat.
I'm excited about The Foreigner.
Oh, yes, Happy Death Day. I do want to see.
I love Jackie Chan, but I always feel like sometimes, like, I wish he'd take his martial arts and play a little more serious. And this is... Yeah. I'm jazzed about this one for that reason.
His martial arts, especially his choreography, is so good.
Yes.
I saw like a little, I don't know, I can't remember if it was part of a documentary or if it was just like a small YouTube clip about like his martial arts choreography versus like Western choreography. Mm-hmm. And in Western films, when they go to do a hit, they cut on like a couple frames before the hit happens to the reverse to the person getting hit. And when Jackie, in how he choreographs fights and cuts them in the editing table, they show the hit from one angle and then they switch to the reverse and show it for one frame in the reverse. So you see it twice. And it makes a huge difference. When you're watching the movie, you can actually see like how they're getting hit and how they react vividly. Rather than in like, American movies and other Western movies where it's just like, you know, a fist moving and the person like flying out of a window and you're like, okay, I guess he got hit in somewhere.
I always feel like Jackie Chan has never been well represented fight-wise in Western films.
Yeah.
He's broken like every bone in his body.
That's true.
A couple times. And he's still doing stunts.
Yeah.
The guy's a master. He's insane. I can't wait to see this movie.
I'm really jazzed about it. I once met him outside of Pottery Barn in Beverly.
Oh, that's
so nice. That's so nice. I love Pottery Barn.
Yeah. Hmm. And he was very petrified that I was going to speak to him. He's like, oh, God, please no. So.
Yes. Zias in the chat just said, I want a Jackie Chan film based on the old kids' WB cartoon, Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, yes.
That would be amazing. Yes.
I do that
totally agree.
That was one of the best cartoons.
Yeah, that was a fun cartoon.
Yeah.
Tripped me out, though, because their buildings drew outside, they colored outside the lines, and then I'm like, oh, no. I wanted to be a cartoon artist and comic book drawer when I was a kid.
Aww. All right. So before, of course, we do our box office bet, we'd like to do a little box office rewind. Talk about somebody that's going to be involved in one of the films coming out this weekend. And if we're doing The Foreigner, why don't we take a look at Pierce Brosnan? Now, of course, he's the James Bond. But we're going to exclude his James Bond films. We're just going to focus on his non.
It's only one of them was good.
Really?
Yeah.
There's GoldenEye was good, but then.
And then Die Again, Tomorrow Forever, or whatever the hell it was. That wasn't good.
The Halle Berry one.
The Ice Hotel good. One wasn't good.
No, that wasn't. Yeah, that's the Ice Hotel one.
I like that.
Is that the one that Terry Hatcher's in too? No.
Yeah. I just know that I didn't care for
Terry Hatcher and Michelle Yeoh.
I thought they were good.
I thought that one was all right. Yeah.
Is Marshall coming out next weekend? Someone was just mentioning
it is,
that.
But it's a limited release. 800.
Like, I saw the trailer, and that looks really good.
That looks great. Yeah,
I'm excited to see that one.
So for Pierce Brosnan, his top five non-James Bond box office films.
All right.
Coming in at number five, we got the Thomas Crown Affair from MGM back in '99, $14.6 million. This was I really enjoyed that. Yeah. That was a nice remake.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Him and Rene Russo and Dennis Leary.
I hadn't seen it.
No, it's you really haven't? Good.
It's good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Yep.
Okay. I've never actually seen the original Thomas Crown Affair. Have you?
No, I would love to watch the old one, too. Funny, this one I saw, it was a copy that someone let me borrow, and they had actually trimmed out, like, there's a sex scene, and so they had trimmed that out. It was like a VHS copy.
Oh, man, you just brought back these memories. There was this, I forget what the company was, but there was a company where you could rent movies from them, but it was like everything was censored.
Nice.
And they got super shut down for like copyright infringement because they would like remove parts of the movie without letting the studio know or without like their approval. Mm. And they got hyper sued into oblivion. But
this was just some family and whatever.
Right.
I thought it was very funny too. I'm like, really? Okay. But yeah, I was interested in the original as well.
Yeah, coming to number four, Dante's Peak from Universal.
Good natural disaster.
Do you prefer Dante's Peak or
Volcano?
Yes.
They're both good.
They're both
different.
Good. I think Volcano has the part where was it in the subway tunnel?
Yeah.
When he has to jump into the lava.
Yeah.
That's awful. But I think Dante Peak's just a better movie.
Maybe. Awful is in like it's an awful experience for that gentleman, or awful to watch that scene because it's so terrible.
Awful to watch, not because it's terrible, because I got emotionally connected to that gentleman, and yes. I was like, this sucks. I would hate to be that guy, and now I'm crying, and I'm 10. So
I remember watching both of those when they came out. I was like, these are awesome.
Yeah, Dante's Peak, I think, is better.
Because of course you've got the guy in the subway station in there in Volcano, but then you've got the grandma, who's such a pill in Dante's Peak. Oh, guys jumping out in that acid lake. Oh, go!
Oh, God.
Coming to number three, Mrs. Doubtfire from Fox back in '93, $20.4 million. Of course, there you go. That's
I love
your jam.
It's one of my many jams.
It's hard to remember anyone else in that movie other than Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember Pierce Brosnan in that movie.
He's the love interest of his wife.
Killed. Yeah.
His ex-wife. Almost.
I guess you just haven't seen it in a while. It's just, it's super. Wait,
one of those, he's like, is he douchey in the movie though?
No, he's not. I don't think
he's
douchey.
Yeah, I think it's one of those he's done is like the preppy like guy that you're not really supposed to like, but you're like, but I still kind of like cute, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I like that better because I feel like it's more realistic. I always hate when it's like painted
so obviously evil.
Oh, like Liar Liar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, well, why would I want to be with a woman that's like going to be with this guy too?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What's wrong with the Santa Claus?
No, no, the stepdad in Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His name was Neil, by the way.
Get old Judge Reinhold, man, bringing it in.
And he was just a jerk.
Yeah.
Until he wasn't a jerk. He became a non-jerk at the end when he believed.
That's right. Because
he finally saw something.
Yeah. He finally had a deep connection. He had the hookup from Santa. That's right. I feel like the first two films in that, Santa Claus 1 and 2 are fine. Probably 1, then 2. Wait, 3 is terrible.
Though. 2 3 I've seen is all so bad. Them.
Yeah. It's not so bad, but 3
is weird.
That's when Jack Frost, like,
yes.
Yeah, oh. I saw that in theaters.
The Tooth Fairy.
Listen, guys, it's 1 and done.
Yeah.
1
yeah.
and done.
Yeah.
But I don't mind 2 because it shows you how he's got to get a Mrs. Claus.
No.
No?
We don't
need that.
It's not as bad,
that's
but it's definitely
subplot.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a subplot, Frank.
All right. Yeah. Fine.
And they build it as a
fine.
Movie.
Fine. Okay. Then we've got coming in number 2, Mamma Mia from Universal back in 2008, $27.7 million. This film's bonkers to watch. It's so bad, and I can't stop watching it.
Really?
It is.
It's catchy.
It's just on loop at his house.
Yes. It's.
He can't turn it off.
Here's the thing. I love Meryl Streep, but what the heck?
Why? You're like, no.
I just laugh. I remember watching that in a theater with a bunch of people and laughing so loud at some of the way that some of the scenes were shot. Oh, the transitions. Oh, it's just so like, I cannot believe they said like, yes, this is ready to air in front of people. We're completely happy.
Print the movie.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And I know people really ridicule Pierce Brosnan for singing in that.
Oh.
He gave it the old Irish try, guys.
Oh, that was so
he
bad.
Tried.
It just gave,
you know, he gave an effort.
Yep.
And it was noted.
He was fine.
Colin Firth, though, delightful.
He's funny.
He's always delightful.
No, yeah, he's delightful, no, but his singing was.
You don't think Colin Firth's singing was good? I out of the three guys, he had the best voice.
Who was the other guy?
Stellan Skarsgård.
Oh. Yeah, no, the singing was
just bad. He was like really raspy. Nah, I don't know.
He seems like a mathematician.
Does he?
Yeah. Like, not well.
And then coming in number 1 for Pierce Brosnan, this film I've never seen, but I've always been curious
about. You haven't?
About. No. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief. I've never seen any of the Percy Jackson films.
Okay.
I saw the first one. You didn't like the first one? Wait, did you read the book and not like it?
No, and also I was super let down because when I saw the trailer, I had no idea what it was about.
Oh.
But I saw the trailer I forget what else I was watching, but the trailer came up, and I saw all this like weird stuff about like Olympus and everything. It was like a teaser, I think. And then it came up with Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. But I thought it said Peter Jackson, and I was like, oh, my God, Peter Jackson. And someone's like, it's Percy Jackson. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to hate this movie.
Oh, no. It's
so it's automatically less cool than I thought it was going to be. Not really any – it's not the fault of the movie at all. It's just something that happened to me. And I didn't really like it.
Give me one scene you would imagine that would have happened in Peter Jackson and Lightning Thief.
Lightning Thief. Well, he's in Wellington, and he's trying to build Weta.
Okay.
Right. And then he gets struck by lightning.
So then somebody's got to steal it from him,
right? Yeah, the thief.
He's the thief. He took the lightning.
Oh.
It didn't pass through him. It went into him. And so now he carries the lightning wherever he goes.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful.
If you like young adult, like YA fiction kind of movies, this is exactly what it is. It's just young adult action, a little bit of mythology in there, not super strict on it. It's just fun. I didn't read the book.
It's fun, and it's okay for what it is.
It's
exactly.
I've
seen
what it is.
And I read the books.
Okay.
And I've seen the sequel, too. So
I didn't get to the sequel, but I have the sequel.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's fun.
I like those.
Yeah, they're fun. You don't really have to think. Yeah. You just lay back and put it on, you know, maybe in the background and do something else. Yeah.
Well, we've got Scott Patterson, a fan of Percy Jackson and The Lightning Thief. And
well,
also,
Ren. Ren, love Greek mythology, but Percy Jackson was terrible, in my opinion.
Mm.
Now, it's one of those, again, it's much looser on the mythology, so don't take it as, like, it's going to be in-depth. It's just fun.
See, I keep thinking now that it was Peter Jackson, and so
Now you're ruining it for someone else.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that sounds way more exciting than this.
Oh, no.
All right, so before we do our box office bet, so feel free to keep chiming away about the two films, The Foreigner or Happy Death Day. We've got to do our top five for the week. And before we make those predictions, though, we've got just a couple notes. Mm-hmm. Jackie Chan's last live-action film, Kung Fu Yoga, opened up to $111,979 domestically. Mm-hmm. Of course, that film did much better overseas. Pierce Brosnan's last live-action film, The Only Living Boy in New York, opened up to $54,458. So combining these two, even though we're going to... I don't know. I don't know.
I tried watching Kung Fu Yoga because I'm like, it's... martial arts and Bollywood. I should love this movie. And I tried watching it on the plane, and I stopped. Oh, and I'm not normally someone who ever stops a movie. So I was like, I'll come back to it another time. It was rough.
And the last Blumhouse film, Get Out, opened up to $33,377.
Get Out.
Yes. So it'd be interesting to see. I really want The Foreigner to do well, but I just don't know. People are going to be screaming, racing to the theater to see Foreigner? Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan together. I don't know.
Well, it looks like an exciting kind of drama.
I'm jazzed about it. I just don't know.
Are they going to run to go see it?
I think is it only going to really appeal to those fans of those two actors? And just you know, for the general marketplace, it's not really going to suck them in. Mm-hmm.
I think the ads I've seen for The Foreigner are catchy. They show off a lot, hopefully not all of them, but a lot of like really good fight sequences, especially when the part where, I think those, Jackie's having a sort of a gunfight with some people in like an apartment and he pretends to be like a cleaner or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he hides by like putting himself up in like the wall and the guy comes through and then he jumps down at him. I'm like, fuck yeah. Jackie Chan.
He still has it.
He's so cool.
Yep.
Does anybody think that either of these films could take number one?
I almost think Happy Death Day.
I do.
Because horror movies, they just do so well. And it's a new horror one. Oh, it comes out on Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah.
So, come on.
Yeah, it's a good point. And honestly, Blade Runner is probably going to do what? Like 20 next week, maybe?
Do we feel that that The Foreigner could come in at least three?
Will
it still be there?
Yeah.
Things would probably just get bumped.
Honestly, it only dropped 12% last week. I think The Mountain Between Us is going to fall below it.
Yeah.
Go for it, Carrie.
Happy Death Day.
Cool.
Blade Runner. I'll go with Foreigner for three. Four, It. And then five, Mountain Between Us.
I would go with My Little Pony.
Yeah,
for five,
going up a little bit.
Just staying at five. I just feel like there's got to be some programming for family in there. So I feel like it would do enough to get number five.
I agree with you, Frank.
Well, thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Yeah.
There you go, Neil. How about yourself?
Yeah, I think Carrie's got it. I think Carrie's got a good top five there.
Okay. All right. Good solid top five.
So we've chosen our sides, huh?
Yes, I see. All right.
It's all right. You've definitely had the ones where I'm like, what Neil said.
Let it be known. The line has been drawn.
Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to everybody's favorite part of the show. The box office bet, everybody. So, yes, I don't know if anybody's been noticing in the chat how we're looking here in terms of films.
Ooh. Honestly, whichever one it is, I might just throw it.
Oh.
Just because I want to watch them both.
Oh, look at you. $100 million.
Foreigner, $100 million.
I want to see Happy Death. Yeah.
Happy Death Day.
I'm interested in both. Somebody's like, oh, it doesn't look good. I'm like, no, it looks so fun.
Looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
There you go. The Foreigner won the bet. Hot damn. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
So we said it's number three.
There you go. Yeah. So again, Pierce Brosnan, Jackie Chan, directed by Martin Campbell. Pierce Brosnan's old Goldeneye pal coming back.
Good.
There you go. Also directed Green Lantern guy, so really, it's rough.
Bad.
Yeah, that was bad. But he also did the first Zorro film, which wasn't bad either.
Good.
Yeah.
I love Zorro.
Yeah.
That was such
a good movie. All right. So, again, as I mentioned, neither two of these gentlemen's films cracked over $1 million, not even $500,000 in their last American debut. So...
Star Drew. You got to pick one. Ken Jack. No, it's right in the middle. So 16. Star Drew says 16.
Star Drew said 16.
Ken Jack says 20. Whew.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to do that high.
Mm-mm. I'm with you, Frank.
I want it. I would love it. I would love to live in a world where a Pierce Brosnan and Jackie Chan film did like $25 million.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But. They become the new, imagine they become the new Owen Wilson, Jackie Chan team.
Oh, High Noon was so good, too.
Become the new Rush Hour.
That's a good one, too.
Well, please, yes, because anything that's going to keep Chris Tucker out of theaters, I'm all for.
Somebody said, talk about Happy Death Day, like Groundhog's Day. Also, it's a movie I mentioned before, Deaths of Ian Stone. It's because Groundhog's Day, he's not being killed every day. In Deaths of Ian Stone, he's being killed every day. He's just not killed the same. I'm not going to tell you more. Just go watch it.
Just go do
it's
it.
It's closer to Happy Death Day than Groundhog's Day is, I would say.
All right. Everybody have their bets locked in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sky says 13.5.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
Neil, as returning champion.
I'm the champ.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm betting 11.5.
Oh, nice.
That's in millions.
That's in cents.
Just okay. So well.
$11. And 50 cents.
Aw.
13.
12. 12. Wow. Yay. Wow. What a great spread.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
Wow. I'm going to have no Ren trouble remembering 18. This.
Tanya says 15.5. Shoot. And Emmanuel says 1 million. Ouch.
Okay.
These are some pretty darn close numbers, guys. Damn.
I know.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, Amy, Andrew, you're on one of the extremes here. You are in prime position to have to go maybe see this one.
I know. I've never bet the highest.
Oh, hey, that's your same bet as last week, too.
It is.
You're on a 13 streak.
Well,
that's an unlucky number.
It's lucky, I think.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not known to be
lucky.
We'll
see. Hopefully.
I'll show
you. It comes out on the 13th. Maybe. Hey, guys, watch it. Please watch it.
A starter says that Ben and Andrew have 20 guys to watch the Frontier.
Go watch it.
I'm guessing he means the Foreigner.
Yeah. Watch the Foreigner. Yeah.
Because they promoted, I believe, ahead of time that they were going to watch. They were going to do that.
Cool.
All right.
On the Action Movie Anatomy.
So, there you go.
Good. Good.
So
invite your friends. Go watch it.
Could go in your direction, Amy. Look at that. All right, everybody. That's going to do it for this episode of the Box Office Breakdown. Oh, my gosh. We made it through another episode.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a pleasure.
That's right.
Scared.
There's already been a discussion right here about possible dressing up now for our Halloween episode. So
everyone vote on how Frank should dress up
for
that episode.
I was going to say
tweet down below. Comment down below what Frank should dress up as for our Halloween episode.
Comment on the video, tweet at Frank, tweet at any of us, but include Frank in the tweet.
Please.
On how he should dress up. And Frank, you're not beholden to do it, but I think you should.
No, God, no. As long as it just can have a guy with a coffee cup and a sweatshirt, maybe an ironic t-shirt. I've got it. I got it nailed, guys.
I'm so excited.
That's right. So that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. But of course, the fun doesn't stop here. It just gets started. You can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, throw some thumbs up there while you can. Yes, get those thumbs in. Absolutely. And feel free to comment down below, in addition to what you want to see me wear for a Halloween-based episode. Any other questions, Carrie, that you'd like them to answer?
Oh, if you guys are planning dress up, what are you dressing up as?
Mm-hmm.
You should wear it. And what are they wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Comment down below.
Look at that. And if you want to continue the conversation with us even after the show's over, Neil Plumley, where can all the world find you?
All the world can find me at places where people are found, at The Neil Plumley. TheNeilPlumley. Also, favorite comment of the night, Scott Patterson said Frank the Tank as a penguin.
Oh, God.
As great. A penguin or not the penguin?
A penguin.
A penguin. All right.
I say Emperor Penguin.
Yes.
Great.
There's some, no, he mark? Should be Scamper the Penguin. Anybody remember that movie?
Oh, my God. Scamper. My heart. My heart overflows with emotion.
Don't remember that.
Go watch Scamper the Penguin.
Yes, and The Pebble and the Penguin. That's another.
Oh, my God.
Guys, so many ideas, so little time. David Pumpkins. David S. Pumpkins.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV.
And
go ahead.
He's like, I just want this show to be over. And yes, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And yeah, go watch Tokyo Ghoul. It's in theaters now. I'm just so happy there's anime movies that are good live action.
Quick shout out to Zayas because I love his choices there. He's going to dress either as Blue Marvel or Icon.
Cool.
Two solid choices. Love to see either of them. That'd be really cool. Man, Icon. That'd be sweet. I'd love to see that. And then Sky Patterson says Carrie should dress as Carrie.
Carrie.
Halloween. Yes. Have you ever done that?
No. Well, my friend
what?
All right, interesting. All right, folks, I dare you. I dare you to hop on social media and follow me. At Happy Go Jackie. There you go. Oh, and buy Neil the Steel. Look at that.
Should be Neil. Should be from Hound from Fox and the Hound.
Aww.
Copper.
Is Copper?
Yeah.
Well,
we're having all kinds of nostalgia.
Be friends forever, Todd.
Aww.
Oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. We'll see you back here next Sunday night with another fresh episode right here on Popcorn Talk. See some movies, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit PopcornTalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.